Before we go to the break, we want to let you know about a new feature debuting today on our website, theworld.org. It's called World Books. The editor of the World Books page is the award-winning critic, journalist, and writer Bill Marks. This, I know, Bill, is a huge feature. You've been working very hard on it. Tell us what it's about.
Well, what it's about is to use technology and literary culture to broaden people's understanding of what's happening in the news in the globe today.
Give us an example.
An example would be Kenya and all the violence that's followed the recent election there. To learn about that election and what's going on through the bloggers and the writers who were in Kenya at the time, to learn from their voices, to bring that edited perhaps or through a podcast or through interactive features to the page so you can learn more about what's happening in the country. To use technology essentially to link literary culture and the news so that they illuminate each other.
So how is that going to enhance our knowledge better than, say, something that you might hear in the news?
Because this will be coming from voices in the country themselves writing about what's happening to them. And to use that as a sort of a gateway or an invitation to begin looking at the kind of writers and the kind of writing that these writers are doing, because we'll have reviews, commentaries, and excerpts from the writing of, let's say, Kenyan writers, so that people can read them and get more of a sense of what's happening in the country from the point of view of the people who were there.
And I know you have a podcast that's on right now.
Yes, I talked to a blogging group that's in China called paperrepublic.org, who are in China and essentially are translating from Chinese into English. And they're very much a part of the Chinese publishing industry. So they give you a really invaluable look at what the hot writers are, the not so hot writers in China, what books are going to be coming out from China, and just a general sense of the relationship between literature and China today.
This is why you chose to start off with China.
Exactly.
Purpose.
Because of the Olympics and everything that's happening in the world, China is very much in everyone's mind. And I wanted to use the page as a way to add some additional depth of information and perspective on China.
And you're going to be working with our international literature critic, Chris Merrill.
Of course. He's going to be regularly contributing to the page, both in terms of contacts with writers around the world, and he just knows just about everybody. But he also is a fine reviewer himself, commentator, and interviewer, and I'll be using all those things on the page.
And that page is at theworld.org. Just go to the book section. Bill Marks, editor of the World Books page, debuting today. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Lisa.